I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
An Erios production.
I'm outside in my garden today, and at the moment I'm reading a book called Astrology, and it's basically about what the attraction is to other horoscopes. I'm a Sagittarius, so I'm very keen on Aquariuses and also Leos, because they're very outspoken, they're very egotistical, they lead the pack, but kind of in a good way. I'm a Sagittarius, I'm very keen on freedom. I love freedom, I love independence. I don't like to be tied down. I like to travel, but yet I'm very insecure. So opposites attract. I also like Scorpios because they're very, very internal. They think all the time. And that's something I probably need to do a little bit more.
You know, I think I got swept away by Britney in the same way we all did in the 90s and early 2000s. I just immediately, there was something so appealing and attractive about her. Mm-hmm. Her music was really catchy. It became all of our favorite songs, fun to dance to, made you feel a little sexy and poppy. I loved her. In college, my show choir friends choreographed a bit of a Britney Spears, like recreated some of her choreography from Oops, I Did It Again. And I did that with that group for, I think, someone's like senior showcase. And, oh no, it was Hit Me Baby One More Time. What's the one, or there's one that has a move like this. I was not a dancer, so it was like really exciting for me to learn it. Okay. And I don't pick up choreography easily, but I was like, this is so cool. I'm like doing this Britney Spears dance.
Yeah, what is your relationship to dance? Because you are a Broadway performer in addition to being, you know, you're a performer, but you've been on the stage of Broadway.
Yes, I've been on a stage. I like to call myself a Broadway dancer because I have done choreography on a Broadway stage.
That's wild.
But I'm not, in fact, a dancer. It's like really hard for me to remember steps for some reason.
Mm-hmm. Do you take classes?
I'm mainly an actor and a singer, and I write and create and make things. And I dance when people need me to. I call myself an actor who moves.
Yes. Britney is the ultimate mover.
She's so good.
She's amazing. And you loved her. You never like hated on her or anything?
Oh, no. No, I always loved her. I always loved her. I was never around people who hated on her. I was friends with a group of people in college who were obsessed with Britney Spears. So I
like this group.
Yeah. It was like a bunch of theater kids and a group, my friends Barry, Joel, and Julie. If you guys listen to this, they will hear the shout out. They were the Britney Spears numero unos.
Yes.
And I got swept away in the craze.
I love this. Okay, now talk to us about human design.
Okay. So I come from sort of a wooey, witchy background. My grandmother was an astrologist and read astrological charts and was like a hypnotherapist. And I've always been really interested in astrology-based things. And I have a friend, our mutual friend, Anna, actually, who is equally obsessed with that sort of stuff. And she actually found out about human design and told me about it because it's totally in that world. It's based on your birth time and location, just like an astrology chart is, but it's more like getting a blueprint for your model of human, your make and model of human. You get the user manual for it because we're all built so differently and energetically specifically. It like talks about your energy type, where you have distinct energy motors and where you're open to receive and reflect energy from outside of you. And it's helpful. I think it's a really useful tool. And everyone who I talk to it about, I mean, I heard about it and I got really obsessed. It's sort of like speaking another language. There's all these energy types and then these energy centers, and they talk about your strategy and your authority. And it felt like it is like another language, but I wanted to learn about it so badly. So I did. I bought a textbook. I read every blog. I got obsessed with it. Okay. So the main thing you need to know about human design is that we get categorized into five energy types. There are manifestors, generators, projectors, reflectors, and manifesting generators, which is basically a combo of a generator and a manifestor. And I do want to say before I go into this, I am not like a certified human design chart reader. I just am an enthusiast who, for some reason, I understand it really well. So this is human design through my eyes. If you are out there like a studied human design person in the official school of human design, and I say something wrong, well, I don't think you can be wrong.
Oh my gosh, Nadia, everything you just said, that is how I am about Britney Spears.
Oh.
I'm a Britney Spears enthusiast, yeah. Not an expert. No. I talk about it all the time on here.
Oh my gosh.
But I speak the language of Britney.
I speak the language of human design, but I don't know anything like technically. I'm doing air quotes right now.
Yeah.
Even though it is technically is the exact word I mean. So I shouldn't have air quotes it, but it felt like the energy.
But it felt like, yeah, we just needed to do it.
Yeah.
Okay, that so I totally get everything you're saying. Okay, amazing. All right, let's do it.
Okay, so Britney Spears is a manifesting generator, which is this mix between a generator and a manifestor. And generators are like half the population. And the whole thing about generator energy is they are magnetic, attractive energies that are the worker bees of our society. So if a generator is excited about something and really lit up by it and wants to do it, we have endless, I say we because I am also a generator. We have, and you are a generator.
Okay.
We have unlimited energy with which to do the thing that we are excited to do. Let's imagine that Britney is here.
Perfect.
Is that helpful? Because that's then I can be
very
like,
helpful for so many Britney, reasons.
Great. So we're just going to talk to her as if she's here. So I can be like, you're probably someone like this, because then I'm going to talk to you about your chart, maybe side by side a little bit, or mine side by side, so that we can.
Ah, this sounds like a dream.
Right.
Okay. Okay.
So of these main energy types, manifestor, generator, projector, reflector, and manifesting generator, you and I are generators, and Britney, you are a manifesting generator. So generators are these juicy, big, magnetic energies full of life force that are the worker bees of society. Britney, the only difference between Britney's chart is that she has a little bit of manifestor energy in addition to the generator, but all these things about generators apply to her as well, to you as well. I don't want to talk about you like you're not here, Britney, but you're not here. we're going to see how it unfolds.
Now, a manifestor, because I feel like that could be, to me, it's like manifestor generator, that could seem, they could seem similar.
Yeah. And what the words mean, like those labels are just the official human design labels. I'll give a quick rundown. So manifestors are the initiators of society. They get random ideas and impulses that they want to do stuff, and they are meant to initiate and do them. If you actually, listener, want to look up your human design chart and think about this in relation to yourself while we're doing this, you can go to mybodygraph.com and put in your birth info. You need the specific time, date, and location of your birth, and you can look at your chart in case you're like, I want to know if I'm a generator. So do that and join us.
Ooh, I love that.
So manifestors initiate. They get an impulse, they want to do something, they go out and do it. That's sort of what they're here to do. Generators respond to things that light us up and excite us. So we have this big magnetic energy, and we are constantly receiving things from the outside that we then respond to. And if you respond to something in a way that lights you up, you will have unlimited energy to do that thing and be able to work for a million hours on it and be so excited by it. And if you aren't that into it, it's going to be frustrating. You're not going to have energy for it. It's going to suck. It's going to be a bad experience. Projectors are, so generators are the only ones with this big life force energy. Manifestors don't have it. Projectors don't have it. They are energetic guides. So projectors are here. They usually have a bunch of open centers and they just, they're here to be invited into things and then lend their unique expertise to that thing. And reflectors are completely open. They're like 1% of the population and they're sort of the barometer of all the energy types. They like reflect back whatever energy they are around and we can look at them and be like, oh, however that person is responding to the world is how we are being. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's a basic rundown, but we're going to focus on generators because we are generators and Brittany is a manifesting generator. So basically, Brittany is a big, juicy, appealing life force of a person who also has the ability to manifest things and like proclaim she wants to do something and do it.
Like a lingerie line. Gonna do it.
Yeah.
Just happens.
Does she have a lingerie line?
Yes. I don't know if it's still in action, but she did. And it was like really great stuff. And then when someone asked like, who would you wear this for?
Uh-huh.
She was like, for me. And I was like,
that's exactly right. That's exactly right. She's a manifester. She can do whatever she wants. Has she done a lot of stuff and like not followed through with them, but sort of like done it for a little while and then done this for a little while?
Hmm. Well, acting.
Oh yeah.
I think she's a wonderful performer. But she
really
doesn't,
is.
She really, really is. Like if you watch her when she was on Will and Grace and How I Met Your Mother, and I mean when she was younger, all the stuff she did on the Mickey Mouse Club.
Uh-huh.
She's a great actor. And like Crossroads, when you watch it, she is not terrible. That movie isn't fantastic.
Uh-huh.
But
I haven't seen it for a long
but
time.
But she is not bad.
Well, so what Human Design would say that is would be that as long as she's doing something that she wants to do, she'll be good at it. And if she's doing something she doesn't want to do, it's not going to come out as her best self. So I'm curious because she got like sucked into being a performer pretty early on. But
she really wanted to do it. And I do
really
think when she went through a phase in her life, when she wasn't really turned on by performing, like wasn't lighting her up.
Yeah.
And she was so mad that she didn't show up to things. She was really...
She couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
They were forcing her to live outside her design.
Mm-hmm.
She's not supposed to do
she
stuff
doesn't
she doesn't
like
want
being,
to do.
Yeah, she doesn't like being forced to do things.
No, no. Especially as a manifesting generator because there's like a... There's an element of autonomy with these manifestors that like, I want to do the thing I want to do. But she also is the generator, so she does have life force energy, but only when she wants to do the thing.
Ooh, okay, all right, go through all like the body parts and do all this. This is very exciting.
Okay, so then when you look at one's human design chart, you'll see these nine centers, and they sort of correlate with the different chakra centers. So starting at the top, Brittany's tip-top center is her head, and it is open. So all of her inspiration comes from outside of her. I'll do like a quick rundown of all the centers. She doesn't have a motor inside of her coming up with her own ideas. Her ideas come from things that she sees or is surrounded by or that other people talk about or are excited by.
Ooh, for example, when I did the backstage tour of her Vegas show, Brittany saw the Victoria's Secret runway show and she was like, ooh, I want all of my costumes to be like that.
Yeah.
And then she found out that that whole line for that season, they used Britney Spears as a source of inspiration.
No way.
So it all clicked. And that's when she did those like, she did these like green boy shorts with a yellow kind of like, it looked like a football jersey.
Oh, yeah.
And then the knee high boots. Yeah. Okay. So that just popped into my head.
No,
so
that's an example of what an open center is like. She's getting her inspiration from outside. And then she has three gates sort of reaching down to her Ajna center, which is like processing mind. And that is defined. So the way she processes the inspiration that comes from outside, the way she thinks about things. Like her mind motor is her own energy source. It's active. It's its own motor. So like the way other people think about things and process things, they're not going to affect her or convince her to think about things or process things differently. She has her own motor for how she is going to, you, Brittany, she processes and handles all the inspo that comes from above. So she has three gates coming, all three gates active from the inspiration, but they're not directly connected to her Ajna center. So in order for her to get a flow of those ideas into her processing mind, which is directly connected to her throat through the storytelling channel, which I happen to know you also have in your chart, it's this channel that lets what she processes come out through her communication, through her throat, easily. She has the motor to do that. But her ideas, in order for her to process them and communicate them, she needs to be around other people. There's no direct connection from her inspiration center to her processing mind. Those gates are like dangling and waiting to be electrified by the energy of someone else who does have those gates going up.
Ooh, like a, so she needs a collaborator or an audience.
Yeah.
Someone to bounce ideas off of or tell her ideas to.
Yep.
In order for them to like really turn on or turn up.
In order for the ideas to be processed, like inspiration will come in, but she won't think about it that much or talk about it unless she's around other people. So if she is with a girlfriend or like her, who do you think she hangs out with day to day? Her kids even.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Her kids, her boyfriend.
If she's around other people and around things that inspire her, it will be really easy for her to process what she thinks about it and communicate what she wants to do about it.
So being alone is not ideal. It's not great for her. She needs a lot of people around.
Yeah. She might feel uninspired if she's totally alone.
Okay.
Because she'll be getting inspiration, but like will feel disjointed about where to go with it, you know?
That's so interesting. I relate to that a lot. Is my chart similar in that way?
So can I?
Yeah, you can.
Drop a bomb on you right now?
Yeah, drop a bomb. Of course you can drop a bomb.
Your chart and Britney Spears' charts are practically identical.
Stop.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
There are a few, like obviously this human design goes so deep. Like we could spend 10 hours looking at every gate, every channel to tell you where you have energy. But overall, if you look at your chart side by side with Brittany's chart, they look practically identical aside from one center.
What is that?
The root center. You have a defined root center, which means you're grounded. You have your own adrenaline motor. If there's like a panicky situation going on, you can be a rock. You are like rooted, more grounded, and she is not that way. She has an open root center, so outside stress and adrenaline really affects her. She feels better if she does like a big task little bits at a time as opposed to waiting till the last minute. That's harder for her.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, you guys have pretty identical charts.
Oh my gosh, like I could be her rock.
Yes. If you guys were hanging out, she would feel very similar to you. And then, but she would be like, wow, you really ground me, Jen.
This is my dream.
Yeah.
This is my absolute dream.
It's your truth. It's probably why you feel
so deeply connected to her.
So deeply connected to her. Actually, because something energetically, you guys are totally similar. You're just a more grounded version.
Oh my God, I'm a more grounded version of Brittany. That all checks out. That seems, I mean, I'm not that grounded, but more grounded than Brittany.
Yeah. Well, she's had, so in human design, all the centers that you have open, so like the head, you guys both have yourself, your identity open, your heart, ego, willpower open, your solar plexus open. Those are places that other people's energy can affect you. So you and Brittany had opposite upbringings,
mm-hmm.
I imagine.
Yes.
You were not on the Mickey Mouse Club?
Not on the Mickey Mouse Club. Okay. Not from the South.
Forced
from
into
the North.
Child acting? Or?
No, I begged okay. My mom. She wouldn't take me to New York. I told her, I was like, if I don't go until I'm 18, it's going to be over.
I did the same thing.
I
wrote letters and was like, please, Hollywood, come and find me. I'm in the Midwest and I need you. Because my mom was like, no, I have a life and a family. I'm not taking you to New York City.
God bless those moms.
God bless
Otherwise,
them.
Where would we be? Who knows?
Who would we be?
Who would we be?
Maybe we'd be Britney Spears. Okay, and so there's pros and cons here.
Exactly.
So she has, and you have, both your processing mind directly connected to your throat by this storyteller channel. So Britney would be able to, as you can, create and write and communicate on your own.
Mm-hmm.
Like, does she write her own songs?
Well, this whole season, what we're doing is we're diving into all songs that Britney has a co-writing credit on.
Huh.
Just to kind of like get a better handle on her and like how her ideas and
yeah,
what she has to say. And
she has a lot to say. So actually, if I were a producer working with Britney Spears based on her human design, I would say we should write any song she wants to write that she's excited by, that is an idea that she wants to communicate, because she is an energy type that if she is always doing things that light her up, and like she has good activity for being able to communicate and process things in a cool, unique way that is uniquely hers, she will never fail or never not be in her bliss if she's doing what she wants. So I would encourage like an album. That's why we were talking about her musical.
Yes.
I think it's going to be a huge hit, because it's, as long as whoever's creating it stays in line with why Britney's essence. Because will you tell? I mean, it's called Once Upon a One More Time.
And so basically it's a book club that's made of princesses. And I believe Snow White's in the book club. And it's not all Disney princesses, because they didn't have the rights to Disney stuff. So it's like, but I believe Snow White is there. So it's a book club with princesses, and they are reading fairy tales over and over and over again. And then one day they wish for a new book. This is my understanding of the plot of this musical. And the feminine mystique appears, and it is a fairy godmother who brings this book to them, and they start reading it, and their minds are blown, and they basically become feminists, and it is to the music of Britney Spears.
It's such a great idea.
Like, I understand that it sounds like a crazy acid trip.
No, but Britney Spears is a crazy acid trip.
Exactly. That's the thing. Like, I think it sounds so good. So good.
Yeah, it seems really in line with her essence to me. Which is, that's where it feels like anyone could go wrong with Britney, or why people probably hate on Britney, is because they want her to be something other than she is, as opposed to like looking at who she is and realizing how incredibly perfect she is.
And incredibly authentic she is.
Yeah.
Like, when people are like, she acts dumb, but then she's all sexy. And it's like, no. Like,
she's
like,
just,
it's
a, like, little dumb and sexy.
Yeah, it's like, she likes the Minions. And then also she can dance better than anyone can dance.
When she wants to.
Yeah.
I don't think she can dance when she doesn't want to dance.
Probably not. Especially with what you're saying. This, I mean, it all makes so much sense.
No, and that she's a manifesting generator. If she's allowed to live her design, she will just be doing whatever she wants. She'll, all those things you just described, I'm like, yeah, typical manifesting generator. She's just.
Can you talk a little bit more about the identity piece and how that's open?
Okay, so throat center is defined for both you and Britney. I'm just going down the row here. That's where we left off. That's how you manifest and communicate things. For both of you guys, the things you say will bear a lot of weight and happen. So pay attention to that. Below that is identity center. So for both of you guys, it's open. That means your identity and your sense of self is affected by the people and things around you, the energy of the people and things around you, and the things people tell you are your identity or what you're surrounded by, as opposed to you having a built-in motor there. So both of your identity centers are open.
So right here, I think this is where it's like, I've cracked the case when it comes to Britney.
Uh-huh.
If she is affected by, it's like, if I'm affected by those around me,
yes.
If I don't like how I'm feeling, I can get myself out of it.
Totally.
I can leave the environment. I can no longer work with a person.
Uh-huh.
I can end a relationship. for Britney, she doesn't have a lot of control over those things.
Yeah.
And I think it's, you know, what came first, the chicken or the egg? And with her, I think that this is the piece of her, this is the piece of her conservatorship, or the piece of her management that she doesn't have control over, that I think is hurting her, not helping her.
Yeah.
I think there are aspects of it that are helping her. And we don't know the full story, obviously. But I do believe, you know, she's been going through all of these new psych evaluations, and she's going back, they're going back to court to kind of reevaluate this conservatorship. And the thing is, it's like, I'm sure if they do these psych evals, a judge might say, you know what, she does need to be in this conservatorship. Very well could be. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's a lot of professionals involved, and it's like, I don't think that the outside world, meaning her fans, I don't think we need to be fighting for her. Like, there are professionals who are dealing with this who have a lot more information and who are experts in their field dealing with this.
We don't need to save Britney.
We don't need to save Britney. And she even told us, like, something you guys may not know about me, I'm a really strong person. But the identity piece of it, and it being open, and she doesn't have control over that stuff,
yeah.
I think that triggers a lot of madness, chaos inside.
Because
I know
physically
that,
sick.
Because that's how I have felt at certain times in my life, and like really, truly, like feeling so affected by people around me. And then it took me a long time to realize, like, it doesn't even mean that those people are bad people. It's just not right for me. But I have the power to like get up and leave.
Yes,
she doesn't.
No.
That's got to feel fucking crazy.
Yeah, it would. It would make her feel, well, basically, it would be that her machine was malfunctioning. Do you know what I'm saying? It would make her physical form like be short circuiting. So she wouldn't truly be herself. She would be other people's stuff. But when she's around people and things that are in harmony with what she wants, her sense of self will be very clear and easy and in flow. The center that controls ego and willpower is the heart center.
Mm-hmm.
And that is also open for both you and Brittany and me. My identity center is defined. I also struggle with self-confidence. I think a lot of people do. But I think
especially
where that,
if you're an actor.
Yeah, especially if you're an actor or an artist of any kind. But that's sort of part of what makes us good at art, I think. Is that we feel those really deep, low emotions and are able to like reflect in those places and find new ways to pick ourselves up. And
so Brittany's heart is undefined, is open.
Yes. So heart center controls your willpower, your egoism. So your sense of value, your value. People with a defined heart center know their own value. People without a defined heart center often feel undervalued or unworthy or not sure if we're doing enough. Always like, did I do a good job? Do you guys like me? Am I in?
Mm.
Have I proven myself to you?
Yeah.
We're not supposed to do that. We're supposed to be aware that we don't have an energy to keep us egoed. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like people with it defined have the energy to always on some level know their value. But Brittany doesn't have that, and neither do you and neither do I. So if Brittany was raised around people who were, I mean, she actually probably developed a pretty strong, good sense of value in self because people were telling her she was amazing.
Well, that I was going to ask you this question. I wonder if Brittany, you know, she's with a lot of yes people who are like, you're so good, you're so great, because you know, she's at the top of this food chain. And if she works, everyone else works.
Yeah.
So, and she's a star and she's been a star since she's been a kid. And so I wonder if that has been helpful. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If that's like hurt her or helped her.
I don't think there's a right or wrong, like hurt or help. I think it's just made her who she is. It probably did help.
Like boost her up, keep her,
it's probably helped her feel a stronger sense of value
mm-hmm.
than you or I, where not we don't have an entourage of people telling us how amazing we are all the time.
That would be great.
That would help me so much. Honestly, even if I had two people who were just kind of with me all day being like, you're so good at this. Do this. We love it when you do this. Like it would, I would love that. She's special. She has a special bright light that actually has been encouraged. She is, when you can tell when she is on in her career and when she's been in it and loving it. I mean, we said it before, it's she's on fire. Toxic? Get out of here.
Get out of here.
She wanted to be that person and she was.
Yes, that's why I think it's tough for me. I think that the album Britney and In the Zone, I don't know, it's tough. I think Britney was my favorite album and favorite moment for me of mm-hmm. Britney Spears. That was I'm a Slave for You, and when she was with Justin, and even this was when she was then cheating on Justin with Wade Robson. And I think, I don't know, there was just something about her at that time.
Alive.
Very alive and curious.
I wish
curious.
She and Justin had a baby together.
Oh my God.
That
I don't,
I just wish that had happened.
Yeah, just like we had the child and they would still have to see each other. And that child, I can't even imagine how talented that child would have been.
I know. It just something about that would be nice. This is making me think of, I have a question related to another Britney story of mine. When was she making art when in the 2007 K-Fed meltdown breakup?
Right before that, she had finished her album Blackout. And then, so the album wasn't out yet when she shaved her head, but it seems as though it had been completed
uh-huh.
and it was leading up to. And then the release of the album came after she shaved her head, and then it just got worse. And so like that performance of Gimme More at the MTV Video Music Awards, she had already shaved her head and she had a weave.
I remember.
And they thought she was going to be like a comeback from that moment. And it was just then it went even further.
She wasn't ready to come back yet.
At all.
They were forcing it on her and she wasn't lit up by singing or dancing at that moment.
So there was no way she was going to do it.
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I only brought this up because when in 2000, almost 10 years later, no, in 2000, it must have been right around the same time, I broke up with a fiance. I was engaged. And all in one day on a like impulsive meltdown day drinking thing, I cut all my hair to my chin, dyed it black, and got a tattoo, cash only, on Steinway Street on my foot of a horseshoe. And then I got it removed.
Whoa.
Yeah. But I've always referred to that as my Britney meltdown.
Is that your only tattoo?
It's removed. But yeah.
And now it's removed. But
yes.
Wow. So if that was your only tattoo, like, and you cut your hair and you dyed it dark, what was happening? Was that, because for some people, it's like, yeah, and I cut my hair and I did this. Like if I did something like that, that would be really extreme.
Yeah, it was extreme.
Could you feel like an emotional, you just
I needed
felt
to
out
be
of control?
A different person. Which is what I always wondered about Britney, but then I heard she shaved her head so they couldn't test her hair for drugs.
I mean, I do not think
what
that
is
she
your
was that with it
to do that.
To
you
do
think
that?
She just, because what it, I related because I was like, I just need to feel and look like a different person right now. And
she said, because she went and got a tattoo. Do you know that?
I didn't.
Right after.
Wow.
And the tattoo artist said, why did you shave your head? And she said, I was sick of everyone touching me.
Wow.
She and if you think about that, like her hair was constantly being touched and fussed and her makeup being done. And I mean, everyone always had their hands on her. And at the time she was,
that's
I mean, she
why.
Had just had a child too.
She's a manifesting generator. She is not meant to be told what to do. She's not designed to be told what to do. She has to do the things she wants to do or she's going to be angry.
Oh my gosh. Imagine if we could give this information to her
team. I know. That's what I think about human design. That's why it excites me so much because I'm like, whoa, it's so much easier to just exist if you know your design. And if everyone knows, if you know your kids' designs, if everyone knows their design, you're just like, oh, now I know how to be in the world. And then it's easy. It's easy for you. It's easy for everyone. It makes everybody happy.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Is there anything else that you found?
So, you know, like I said, you could go deep into these charts for hours and hours, but she has her sacral center, which is her life force energy. Her solar plexus is open, so that controls emotions. So for both of you, pretty still and easy on your own, very empathetic and totally absorb and take on other people's emotions. So people might go to Brittany and want to, and you, and want to like share with you or open up emotionally. Like you would be an easy person to do that with, those of you with open emotional solar plexi.
Mm-hmm.
But then Brittany or you are susceptible to holding on to all those emotions that your system wasn't built for and like short circuiting. This is one sort of big difference about your two charts aside from the root center. So Brittany's root center being open would mean she will get stressed out or panicky if it's a last minute thing. There's a lot to do. It's hard for her. She takes on other people's anxiety. You have this defined root center. So that's the big center difference. You guys both have your spleen defined, which is it's like the base instinct fear center. So if you, Jen or Brittany, have like a bad feeling about someone or something, that's like a pretty reliable sense for you. You have a fear motor. And then this last element of these charts are these arrows. So see those arrows at the top?
Yeah.
Most of us, it sort of signifies if we're like left-brained or right-brained. And most people are a mix of left and right. Brittany is quad left, which is 100% strategic, which really surprises me. But
me too.
This is what it says. So her body is fueled by eating in a really specific strategic way. She will do better, feel better, and be healthier if she is eating like every couple hours. Or can you pull your chart up and tell me what your arrows are doing? So yes. I'm looking at the top left arrow right now.
Okay.
Brittany's is pointing to the left.
Okay.
I think yours, did I tell you, was to the left as well?
Let's see here. To the left.
Yeah. So you and Brittany both do better feeding your body in a specific regimented fashion. If you don't eat, skip a meal, you're going to feel like you're shutting down.
Yeah, I can't handle it. And last week I was running all over the place and I was like eating really badly and I almost like died on Sunday night. Like I was like, something is dying inside of me. And I was like, this is what happens from eating junk for 1 week.
It's not right for you.
I'm not a party girl.
It's not right for you. Unless junk fuels your body for some reason. But like, you know, generators know in our guts what we're supposed to be eating.
Yeah, that Chick-fil-A just didn't settle.
Ugh. Well, now you know.
Now I know.
So the bottom left arrow, Britney's is also to the left. All four of hers are to the left.
This is crazy. Mine's to the right.
Okay. So she, her environment needs to be specific. She appreciates and operates best with specific environmental situation. It's why she might have strong opinions about colors or organization or how things are. Or I saw her Insta recently of the tour of her closet. Yes. She got a lot of joy about the specificity.
So much joy.
I did too. I'm a Virgo, so I really liked that. But I loved how much she loved that and giving us the tour of her closet. I watched that video 100 times. And then the bottom right arrow is how we manifest.
Okay.
Brittany's is to the left.
Bottom right, you said?
Bottom right.
Mine's to the right.
Okay, so you are a non-specific manifester and Brittany is a specific manifester. So for you, the way that you will create things in your life is to envision them in a sort of big, vague fashion. Like, I want to do something exciting and fun and I'd like to travel, but however it comes to me, that feels great.
Okay.
I want to attract a lot of money, a huge paying job, but you don't need to get specific about what kind of job or who it's going to be with. Brittany will have the most success manifesting by being very specific about what she wants.
Okay. Interesting. Okay.
So I don't know what she wants. I wish we could sit down with her.
I don't either. I don't think anyone knows what she wants.
It's such a shame because I feel like I actually think she would really like us and this conversation.
Totally.
And I think, I don't know. I do feel like she's been sitting on the edge of this coffee table.
And I feel like she's going to hear this. I think she might. This is the one episode I would want her to hear.
Yeah. Oh, Brittany, I hope you are hearing this. And I hope you, if you want, just send me a message on Instagram or Twitter and I will tell you more about your design because I do think it could be helpful.
And then what's the top right?
Okay. So that's the one that I can't figure out exactly what it's about. So a lot of the human design resources you can use to find out more about human design, mm-hmm. charge you to like take these courses. And I have like refused to pay money to learn about it. So I've hodgepodged my info from a lot of places, including this one gal, Jenna Zoe, who she's British and like, she's really calm and sort of talks about human design in a really calm, slow sort of way. She's a projector. She's really gentle. I've listened to all of her. I've like read her blog and her stuff. And then this other woman, Jackie, who has a blog, Interior Creature.
Ooh.
So Brittany, if you want to go to interiorcreature.com, you can sort of click around and in a free way, like in a really accessible way, read about your design. So I'm looking at the information about her chart and she has sacral authority, which means, and I think you do too. I told you sacral authority.
Yes.
The way you both need to make all decisions in your life are through your body and not your mind, your gut. What your gut tells you to do, what you feel is right for you is what you have to do, not what you think, not how you sort it out analytically. That's not going to help.
Mm. Wait, is this part of, or is this my root center where I can sense when someone's like a bad guy?
That's your spleen.
That's my spleen. And Brittany has that or doesn't have it?
She does.
She does. Like we get really, I can just feel it.
You get an instinct about whether someone or something or some direction or some experience is right or wrong. It's like
those people see me and they like go in the opposite direction. But I can see them like kind of like moving through a room and working their.
And you're like, I don't buy it.
Their magic, I don't know, or whatever they're doing over there. But they like see me and they're like out because they know. I'm like, don't bring it over here. I know what's going on with you.
Yeah. You have a really strong instinct.
Yeah, like a spidey sense big time about people.
Sense of.
And Brittany has that too.
And then her profile is Heretic Investigator 5-1, which I don't know a lot about. Let me see what your profile is. Well, let me read her life purpose cross because this is exciting.
Okay, wait. One thing I do want to say about the spleen and that we both have that like spidey sense.
Uh-huh.
But the fact that we both, that the identity piece is undefined,
mm-hmm.
is that like how we're affected greatly by those around us.
Yes.
And like that doesn't mean, even though our spleen is strong and we have that spidey sense, that doesn't mean we don't get involved in
things that aren't right for you.
Yes. And so I just like really get her. I get her. I don't even have the words right now, but it's like I feel it so deeply.
That makes sense. I mean, your designs are similar.
I just, that really clicked with me about the
spleen
and identity. Okay, what are you finding?
This is her life purpose cross. So everyone has a life purpose cross. I found this website that has a couple sentences about every life purpose cross. There's like 600 of them. It's loveyourhumandesign.com. Again, I'm reading off a website here, but every one of these I found to be very, very accurate. And Brittany's is the left angle cross of identification. Your cross carries the energy to have great focus and contribution. Your ability to focus and be a strong contributor is directly linked to the rewards and security you are given. Your design is not well suited for a speculative career where instead of income, you receive shares or a potential future bonus. You're not a person for Google in the early days as you need the stability in hand. With stability, Brittany can bring enormous focus to whatever she does and make a huge contribution.
Vegas. That's yes. Why Vegas worked so yes. Well for Brittany.
Yes.
Which it could seem like what you just read, like, whoa, then entertainment, being a pop star, probably wouldn't be the best career choice.
Uh-huh.
However,
but she had immediate quick success.
So therefore, it's like, okay.
It felt reliable.
Well, then what's, okay, so reliable is Vegas.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
A place where you can live there and then you go to work.
Fine. She's done now with Vegas completely.
She's done now. Damn. She was going to do another show and then it was canceled because of everything going on with her family and her dad and lots of stuff.
So
happening.
I don't know about this, but right now she doesn't have control of her estate, basically.
No. So she's been under conservatorship since 2007.
Since 2008. That head shave meltdown.
Yes.
That's
so like right shortly thereafter, during that year, she was put in a conservatorship. So, and it's still happening.
And is it because her parents insisted upon that? Or are they untrustworthy, do you think?
I feel like, who can say at this point? I mean, people are saying, so a lot of people have thoughts on this. I don't know. And I've kind of decided to not, I just don't know. So
you don't want to focus on it.
Yeah. She brings me so much joy and I love her for who she is. Uh-huh. And I think that if there's one place she does have more control over, it is her social media currently. And I'm choosing to listen to what she's putting out.
Yeah.
And she seems good. She's handling her stuff. She told us that she is strong and she would like her privacy to be respected.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm doing. I listen to my queen.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
She's amazing. What a cool gal. And I feel bad for her that I'm looking up because you just said something. I'm looking up your chart here because I believe that you are. So Brittany's profile, because you just said that you don't like talking about things that you're not an expert on.
Yes.
Yeah, you're a 1-3. You guys both have this investigator element of your profile. She's a 1-5 or 5-1.
Meaning, like, I love to investigate things.
You don't like to talk about things that you have not researched and feel like you know what you're talking about.
Which is interesting because I have a podcast about Britney Spears.
No, but because that's a feeling you know. You are an expert on your connection to her. That is definitive, right?
Thank you. Thank you. Yes. Yes, that is
but
what that is.
But you're not having a podcast being like, these are all the facts about Britney. You're saying over and over,
I don't know.
Come here for facts.
You don't come here for facts.
This is not the place for
don't
facts.
Don't come for the facts. I even tried to find like a Britney expert to bring them in that they could give me the facts. And then I was like, but
why?
That's
not what this is about.
Yeah, I don't think I need that. I want to know how other people feel about Britney Spears and their connection to her. And like if they lie in bed like I do and rewatch old dance clips of hers, because that's what brings me joy.
Yeah.
It brings me so much joy. And I want to know everyone's journey of like what they listened to when they were kids? And, you know, did they like pop music? Did they not? How do they feel about pop stars now versus then?
Mm-hmm.
Where are we headed with pop music? Like, also, like, what is Britney doing right now? Like, what is she
right
doing
now?
Right now?
What time is it where she lives?
Okay, so she's in LA. It's like dinner-ish time.
She's
I feel
probably
like she just did like an afternoon workout.
Yeah.
And she's going to take a shower and Sam's going to make her dinner.
Yeah. And they're going to watch TV.
Yeah. And maybe like the kids are with Kevin tonight. And so she's just with Sam.
I forgot to tell you. I don't know if I've told you this, but I was Kevin Federline for Halloween 2 years in a row.
I have seen the photos.
Oh, great.
Remarkable.
Yeah.
Now, why 2 years in a row, though? I don't know
well,
if I ever asked you that.
Because the first year they had just gotten married. So my best friend Dave was Britney and I was K-Fed.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second year they had a baby.
Ah.
And so.
So you heightened.
We went the next level, but Dave didn't want to go out for Halloween that year. So I said, Britney's home with the baby. And I went out alone as Kevin Federline.
Now, did the costume change?
Oh, yeah. I will find and send you pictures of the 2 years. K-Fed evolved. He looked a little sleazier year two.
Mm.
He was like a little hotter and
he got more comfortable.
He'd gotten a little more comfortable year two.
I like that.
Yeah.
I bet you really brought it.
I tried.
I think I saw year one.
Yeah.
I feel like I saw year one. I don't think I saw year two. I would love to see that.
I was connected to Britney and Kay. I don't know why I did that.
It was.
I don't know the reason why. I just, it felt
you
like.
You just did it.
We did it.
See, that's the thing. That's the other thing. It's like when people are like, how can you be a fan of Britney Spears if you don't know X, Y, Z? And it's like, you were Kevin Federline for 2 years in a row.
I just wanted
on
to
Halloween.
Be.
Yeah. You just, it just happened.
And that's, you know, you asked about pop music and I feel like there's such a stigma about loving pop music.
Which is wild
I know.
To me because it follows. Okay. Well, also.
It's easy to listen to. It's yeah. fun. It's happy. It's, I like it.
You know who's making great pop music right now?
Who?
Katy Perry. And she had a real, like, for me, I think it was a lull.
Uh-huh.
Like, I was like, ooh, Katy Perry, I don't know about what you're doing here. Swish, swish, bish, or whatever it was.
Yeah.
It was just like, this is blah music.
I like Taylor Swift a lot.
Mm, you do?
And so, for some reason, that makes me like Katy Perry less. I think they had a bit of a rivalry.
They did, but now they've made up. They've moved
know.
On. But
right
Katy Perry's
now, a great songwriter, and she writes great pop hits.
She has a new song out.
Yeah, I've heard it.
Called, well, there's two right now. There's two. She has two new songs.
Oh.
Yeah. There's one that just came out.
Okay, tell me.
And it's called Small Talk. And it's about like having an ex-lover and you run into them and now it's just Small Talk. And it's great.
What's the other one?
And then the other one is, I don't know what it's called, but it's, just because it's over doesn't mean it's really over and something, 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 something. It's great. Just know.
She writes catchy
It's
tunes.
Fantastic. But yeah, so I'm really
Do you not like Taylor Swift?
I have like, it's so.
Complicated.
It's complicated. I devour her albums when they come out.
Uh-huh.
And I get really into them and I need to listen to every single song. And I love that it's like that she gives us full albums to devour
mm-hmm.
and dissect and like really get into. And I do think she's a great songwriter. It's still, I think there's still a tiny disconnect. I feel like she is writing songs for other performers and she doesn't necessarily know how to write a Taylor Swift song for herself where it's a quintessential Taylor Swift song.
Uh-huh.
Like I'll listen to a song of hers and I'm like, oh, that would be a great song for so-and-so or like, this,
really?
Yeah, like
Shake It Off.
That is the closest to me that's like a Taylor Swift
uh-huh.
song. And I love that song. And I love her albums. Like I listen to
Blank
them.
Blank Space and Shake It Off for me, like those two music videos made me love the songs because like her in the music video,
uh-huh.
she is in the music video is so badass. People hate her for some reason.
Yeah, I think sometimes for me, I feel like she's a little, not even a little, like she's a lot of a victim. She plays the role of the victim.
Uh-huh.
And that really irks me. Like that she still has kind of like revenge songs I'm just like, oh my God, Taylor. We're really
but
doing
they're
this
good
again.
Songs.
Yeah, they are. They are.
They're good songs.
They are good songs.
Look what you made me do.
Look what you made me do.
That one really got me.
My niece really loves that song.
I don't know what. There are a few things Taylor's done. See, because I would compare Britney to Taylor in that they are these divisive pop stars that people seem to have like a huge problem with for a reason that seems like, what if they're just doing them? Like, yeah. They're almost like hot and cool and seem a little dumb. You know, like, I feel like if Britney is to Taylor, what Taylor is now was like Britney in her height. Or maybe what Taylor was 5 years ago was Britney in her.
Maybe. Taylor to
she's
me
like a
is
world-renowned pop star, but a lot of people love her. A lot of people.
Yeah.
Wow. For me, she's, wow, it's Jen, really, I'm really reading this body energy.
Yeah.
Jen does not like Taylor.
I don't, but I listen to her music and I love okay. when a new Taylor album comes out, and I love listening to the lyrics and
she's a knowing great songwriter.
That she's a great songwriter.
And two things that might sell you on her.
Okay.
Find, there are clips of her, like iMemos or voice memos of her beginning to write songs that we now know as hit songs.
And that's very exciting.
And it is.
I love stuff like that.
Unbelievable. Like her dingling around on the piano or guitar, like, and then the chorus will sound like this, or I think it could go like this. This is just a rough scratch, like, that she has texted to her. It is so thrilling, and it made me really respect her when I heard that. And then the other thing is, she does this stuff where she'll like buy Christmas presents for her fans that are in yes. need and hand deliver them yes. to them. Not
I think she's,
for any sort of.
I think she's wonderful to her fans, and I think she is a phenomenal songwriter. There's something about her energy.
That's not for you.
That's not for me.
I wonder what her human design is.
Annoying.
See, this is so funny. You find her annoying. Maybe I don't like watch interviews with her. I've never seen her in concert, but I love her music. Like, it makes me want to dance. Same as Britney. But I like Britney's persona. Britney's persona is more endearing to me.
Mm. And when Britney was in her prime, when she would, the way she could command an audience and the
I
way
know.
She could hold
she's
space.
She's a dancer, man.
The way she could hold yeah. space.
Yeah.
Like no lyric that Taylor Swift could ever write
uh-huh.
could hold a space like Britney when she was in her prime dancing on a stage.
Right. So you're saying Taylor as a songwriter, the value that the weight that how she ripple affects her energy in the world cannot compare to the energy of Britney Spears dancing in her prime. I actually would agree with you, but that's saying that's really specific. That's like, I mean, I think that was Britney like on fire.
Yes. And look, you know, she burns so bright that it's kind of a little bit of it is gone. And Taylor Swift is still kind of growing.
Can I say
and
though,
getting better and better. So maybe, you know, she burned too brightly.
Fire is gone. I think she's not living her design. She's not being allowed to live her design at the moment.
I can.
The things that made her excited that. In the past and all those songs she wrote, like, she's been through her Saturn returns. She's older now, and maybe different things light her up. And maybe we would have a whole new era of Britney art if we allowed her to live something new, to be a new version of herself.
If we allowed her to live something new.
Yeah, because what occurs? She's like stuck at 15-year-old
Britney. My whole thing is, why live in LA? Like, why live in LA if you're not allowed to see it? She's not allowed to do anything.
What do you mean?
She can't go anywhere.
Oh,
because
she'll get accosted or what?
She doesn't have, like, free will. Like, you know, she couldn't even, she wasn't even legally allowed to drive until recently.
Okay, well, that's it. She is not being allowed to operate her machine in the way it has to be operated. And for her to be on fire again, if we wanted more from Britney Spears, we would have to allow her to just be herself. And live in whatever way she wanted. People would have to fully get off her back and let her honor all her crazy impulses and just like do whatever she wants. And she will find, she'll find it. She'll find her new sparkle. And it will be a gift. How do we tell them? Who's got their paws all over her? You've got to get in there.
We got to get in there. I do know some people who won't come on this podcast because they're
too close.
They're too close. And I actually have a lot of respect for that. So maybe I can get this message to them.
Yeah. Like really just, I feel like she just, if she knew, I think she would love knowing about her human design. And I think it would empower her to be like, guys, you have to let me just honor my impulses and do what I want. Because most people hear their design and they're like, oh my gosh, this is so much affirmation that who I feel like inside is who I'm actually supposed to be.
Mm. Yeah. I know. I wish I could also have another pop star on the show. Like I had Mandy Moore on and I had Lance Bass, but they're kind of either like they've graduated and moved on to other things.
Other phases. They're not currently living that life.
Like I wish I could talk to Miley Cyrus, Katy Perry. Listen, I'd even sit down with Taylor. I just would want to be able to ask them what their life is like. And it's like, I don't even need like specifics. Day to day, because I just wonder, like you can't just, like they can't go to the Grove. You know what I mean? Like, which is fine. The Grove's not for everyone.
I don't know that I would feel upset if I could never go to the Grove.
Yeah,
again.
Sure. Exactly.
I just had to think about that. I was like, what if I couldn't go to the Grove?
But where do they feel free and open? Like, I need to be around people.
Totally. Where can they be safe around a bunch of random people? Like, can they actually disguise themselves ever in a way that allows them to live like a human in the world?
Yes. Because if you need inspiration, like if all of your art comes from inspiration and the world around you, but then your world is so narrow, how are you going to create?
Holy shit. That is so insightful. She's got to get out of there.
She's got to get out of there.
But I do sort of feel, I almost said we've got to free Britney and I didn't even mean in relation to.
But you know what? Because here's the thing. Here's the thing.
Okay.
It's not about, yes, we want her to be free, but I think it's about shaking up how she's living her life. Giving her a new environment.
Yeah.
There was something that you said and I can't remember the exact phrase. It was so perfect though and I can't wait to listen back. But it was like, let her live a new life.
Yeah, let her discover her next chapter from an authentic place. Because it seems like her past is being forced upon her to be her present. And that...
Yeah, even like Britney, new house.
Yeah.
Let's just play a game. What does it look like? Where is it?
Yes.
Are there trees? Is it the desert?
Totally.
Is it small? Is it large? Do you want 14 bathrooms? Or do you just want 3?
This is so weird. I have this feeling that... we have to sit down with her and like, maybe she will hear this. I just have this feeling
can
that
we generate
she needs this information.
Can two generators like can
manifest
we
manifest that truth?
Yes.
I have like a weird gut feeling vision that she actually needs to hear this and maybe it will be this podcast. I hope so, Brittany, because she's really special and
she's
should just
so special.
Be doing what she wants to do.
Nadia, thank you so much for doing this.
Oh, this is, it's really a pleasure.
Where can people find you?
I'm at Nadia Quinn on Instagram and Twitter.
Amazing.
I guess that's that.
That's that.
I did think of one other thought right at the very end when you said, how does she go places? Did you hear that Taylor Swift used to leave her apartment in a suitcase? There's a rumor that she'd be carried out. She was carried out by two bodyguards in like a trunk so that she wouldn't get paparazzied and could go somewhere that no one would know where she was going.
See, I love that. New York does seem to be a place where people feel... big celebrities seem to like be able to like get out there. Cause I mean, Taylor's got so many songs. She's in the back of a bar in New York and like whatever. And I'm like,
you've never seen the back of a bar, but maybe she has.
Yeah, maybe she has.
No, I think, wow, it's really a shame that we do this to people, to artists. They reach a level of success where they can't just live anymore because life is what gives you the inspiration to be the artist.
But
so
then we
suddenly,
expect them to keep giving to
generating
us.
Generating their art in a way that they physically can't because their entire ecosystem has been totally it's manicured now. It's like,
it's fascinating controlled. To me. Like, I feel like Beyonce is one of the few artists who her life is so small and so narrow and so private, and yet she keeps growing, expanding. Like that Netflix special of her homecoming show at Coachella is not just a live concert. It is like, I don't even have the words for it.
It was a transcendent artistic experience.
It's amazing. Especially like Nadia, I feel like you could really appreciate that concert because you make so many live performances and you're so detail oriented and everything is like
curated and crafted.
And that truly was, I mean, it's a show. It's like basically a Broadway show.
Yeah, it's inspiring.
Well, this has just been a delight.
I'm glad we talked about Britney.
I'm so glad we did too.
We need to.
We really need to.
Earios. Powered by Acast.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.